everybody, Pete, Steve, Charles, and Sean here at Hollywood Studios, and we are getting ready to head into
Mama Melrose's
for lunch. We want to kind of check out how it is. I haven't eaten there in years, and I tend to forget about this place.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me too.
I've never been there, and yeah, I forget it exists.
Yeah, I've never been either.
Well, it's tucked back so far, and there's all this construction around this area that I feel like for a long time it's just got washed into the background.
So, let's check it out. Charles, what looks good to you?
I'm trying to decide between the Saltan Boca and the seasonally-inspired chef selection. All I really remember about the seasonally-inspired chef selection is that it was like pork shank, and it sounded very good.
It was pork shank. It had a Tuscan, I think she said Tuscan mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
They were making a gravy out of the juices that they were braising the pork in, so that sounds really good.
Yeah, and then the Saltan Boca is a pork tenderloin topped with prosciutto, sage, fontina cheese, and it's also got those mashed potatoes. And the only reason I think I'm going to get the chef selection, but prosciutto is such a big draw to me, or as your people say it, prosciutto, because you put vowels in everything that you don't pronounce for some reason. But yeah, I think those look good to me.
We're more concerned about making good food. What about you, Sean?
They have a mushroom flatbread for the appetizers, and it looks amazing. It has, like, Vidalia onions and, obviously, mushrooms and cheese, and, like, that's right up my alley. I actually was looking at the Saltan Boca also, just because it was something so different. I've never had anything like that. It sounded really traditional.
My fear, though, is that so much can go so wrong so quickly with a Saltan Boca. Mm-hmm. As many times as I've had a good Saltan Boca, because I like a good Saltan Boca, but for as many times as I've had a good one, I've had one where it's just so dry, and it's like shoe leather.
Right.
And so that's like my fear here. I don't know how good they would do with a Saltan Boca, but that was my fear with it.
And then you run into that problem with pork a lot, as people tend to...
Oh, and like lightning are.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Our appetizers show up. That's a very quick turnaround from the time we ordered them until the time they showed up.
Yeah, we didn't even get a chance for bread and oil yet. So
yeah, I have a feeling this is going to be a very fast meal. which would be a big negative for me.
For me too, especially eating Italian food. I don't want to feel rushed, but also I'm hungry, so
I'm starving. So, all right, let's finish up what we were saying about our
Saltan Boca.
Yeah,
yeah. To me, it looks really great. I am not. I don't know a lot about Italian food. I love Olive Garden, so that's my extent of Italian food, and I genuinely like Olive Garden, so that thing, I mean, we'll see how it all goes.
And I'm one of the few people you'll meet that has Italian heritage that doesn't think Olive Garden is bad. I like Olive Garden too, so.
I got Mama's Italian pasta, spaghetti tossed with roasted garlic, tomato, fresh basil, and Asiago herb croissanti? I don't know what that is. Whatever. And then I added chicken. If you just don't add the chicken, it's $18. I added the chicken to make it $21. I just wanted to get something a little different than spaghetti and meatballs, which is what Pete predicted I was going to get. I wanted to try something different, and we'll see how that goes.
I wanted to try and keep it traditional. So I wanted the fresh mozzarella and tomato for an appetizer. And I went with the chicken parmesan because that's a staple dish. and I want to see if they, you know, how they do it. So I'm intrigued to see. But now our appetizers have arrived, so let's dig in.
What's everyone's favorite there between the two?
Well, me, for me, it's the mozzarella and tomato.
I didn't eat the mozzarella and tomatoes, but this flatbread is amazing. It's so good. I could eat the whole flatbread. I could have eaten it all by myself.
The mozzarella and tomato is good, but it's not like overly impressive. It's mozzarella and tomato. It's very tasty, but you're getting fresh mozzarella and tomato. A little bit of, what is that, like balsamic on it, and then some seasonings and stuff. So it's good. It's meets expectations. The mushroom flatbread, I'm a huge mushroom fan. Like, I absolutely love all types and all flavors of mushrooms. It's got a very powerful mushroom taste, so I really, really enjoyed it. It might not be for everybody, but I loved it. Yeah,
for me, like, I'm okay with mushrooms. Like, I'm not, like, a mushroom fanatic or anything, and that was too mushroomy for me. It was potent. So if you're not a mushroom guy or girl,
then don't order mushroom flatbread. Mm-hmm.
Also, and
sometimes I've had mushroom flatbread before where it's not so. I mean, that's a strong, strong flavor. Mm-hmm. So people could be forgiven for saying, yeah, you know, it sounds good. A mushroom flatbread sounds good, but this is mushroom flatbread. So
I always like, Italian restaurants, their pre appetizer, the bread service usually has some herbs and olive oil. And I was wondering, Pete, if anybody's ever been to the studio, been to Pete's place, he's got like 70 bottles of different like flavored olive oil and everything like that. So just as far as like herbs and olive oil for a starter, how do you like that?
It's a basic olive oil. Yeah. I'm not expecting, it's extra virgin olive oil. It's typical. It's what you expect at an Italian restaurant. So,
which I will say with this, like, we were talking about the mushroom flatbread, like, you can see, like, how much mushroom is, on, like, it's covered completely in mushrooms, so there is, like, I do get what you're saying, like, with flatbread, like, if there's tomatoes, like, it's, like, a tomato here and there kind of thing, like, this is, like...
I mean, I've had mushroom flatbread before, and it's, I don't know, never been quite that mushroomy. I mean, it was good. It was a strong flavor, but you gotta love mushrooms to like it. So
I'm not a huge fan of mushrooms, so I skipped out on that. But I did have two pieces of the fresh mozzarella because when I was little, I grew up in a town that had a large Italian population. I'm not Italian, but I would go to this little market.
No.
I'm just saying. I'd go to this little market and there's like little Italian women, and there's this little like. They would sell just, like, little tubs of mozzarella, and I would buy it and just eat it like it was candy.
No, that's not unusual. I will sit and eat raw fresh mozzarella all day long.
Yeah.
But you'll also be the size of a freaking house.
Well, and I love it, so I had two pieces. I stole Sean's because he didn't want it, and I could have eaten, like, 8 of those. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was great.
I thought the mozzarella was and tomatoes were good. They're billing it as fresh mozzarella, and it is, but it was not. It's not fresh today, so I dubbed it fresh adjacent.
Yeah, it's fresh in the way that is the style of it. It's not processed. It's not cooked. It's fresh mozzarella. But as far as like, it didn't just come out of the cow. It's not fresh.
Right, a lot of times though, when I hear fresh mozzarella, I'm expecting it was made that day.
Yeah.
This wasn't, because when mozzarella is made fresh, there's a certain consistency to it, a texture to it that you know. This kind of has that texture, but not quite, so that tells me that maybe it's a couple days old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fresh adjacent more than it's fresh, but it was very good. It was
fresh-ish.
Very good at all, fresh-ish. But it was good. It was good. So not bad. Not bad at all. I think they're off to a good start as far as the apps go.
Yeah, and they came
service.
Out lickety-split.
And I got to say, they came out very fast. But Sean brought up a good point when he said, you know, if I'm on vacation and I don't want to be in a restaurant for 2.5 hours having a meal, I want to have a good meal, get in, get out. So, I will say our server is phenomenal.
Yeah. She's great. Yeah.
She's awesome. So, So far, I think we're off to a good start with the apps.
Yeah.
All right. So Charles has completely devoured is pork shank. We call that bones dipped in acid. Do you like that? That was good.
Our server had mentioned that it like falls off the bone and everything like that with just a fork. There's no need to cut. And that was completely true. It was very, very tender. It was, all in all, it was really good.
Those mashed potatoes were very good.
The mashed potatoes were really good. It's a little fatty. So it's even fattier than I generally like it. So if you're, if either like, you don't like the texture of fat, or if you happen to be like on a diet and just find yourself in here, you're probably not going to like it. But as far as all of the meals, I mean, if you look at it, most of you guys still have a little bit left on your plates, and mine was gone in like 30 seconds flat. So
that's not unusual for you.
Yeah, and also, once again, it was really tender, so it was kind of easy to eat. I got through with it before I expected to. I actually thought that was a piece of pork, and I tried to eat it. Turns out it was a bone, and I almost choked to death. So, good on me for avoiding that.
Okay, so I had Mama's Italian pasta. It was very good. It was very light, which I liked a lot. I still have a little bit to go. I'm going to continue to eat this. Like I said, the lightness of the pasta, I think, is great for a theme park. If I were to go on a Tower of Terror Rock and Roller Coaster right now, I'd feel ready to go.
Is it? I think it's
okay, so yeah, I would totally get this if you're gonna go on any theme or any like roller coasters, because it's not thick like a tomato sauce or like a cream sauce or even a tomato sauce. And so I really like that. The only complaint I do have is, as a visual eater, the chicken looked very weird. It tasted fine, actually. But it looked like, people were saying, is that smoked?
It looked like, at first I thought it was pork.
Yeah.
Sean thought it was.
I thought
it was pork. Sean thought it was salmon.
I just thought it was going to be very, very dry.
Yeah.
Like, the exterior makes it look like it's like that compressed, like, dry chicken kind of thing. Like,
yeah,
that chicken briquette that you get from quick service sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to apologize to the people watching. We're using a gimbal for the phone, and it's acting a little strange. So if it seems jerky, that's why. So.
Overall, I would get this again. I actually really enjoyed it. I've had a meal here before that I didn't enjoy, and so maybe this is going to be my new go-to.
Sean, how was yours?
Okay, I didn't end up getting the Saltan Boca. I got the skirt steak, charred stuff.
Yeah, it was a skirt. I think it was a strip steak.
Strip steak, yeah. Charred strip steak. I ended up getting it. I will say, positive stuff, I cut it with a butter knife because I didn't have a steak knife, but so it was easily able to be cut that way. It came with macaroni and cheese with pancetta in it, and it did have like a bacony taste. It is one of the heaviest meals I've ever had. Like, I mean, it's just drowned in wine reduction. The cheese is like the thickest Italian cheese with fried bacon with steak, and I just want to die. Like, at this point, like, I just, if I had to go do a ride right now, I couldn't float in a pool, I don't think. So I don't know, I think I'd kill myself if I had to like stay at the park and like ride rides the rest of the day. So I would not recommend. I would recommend it as a meal if you're gonna eat this and then go back to your hotel and be like, oh, I had a great meal and now I'm gonna sleep. So besides that, I wouldn't get it to stay in the park. So
I had the hold on, I want to try some of your. The hell's that?
Steve, can I have a piece of that garlic?
All the leaves together.
That's the stuff.
It's good, but it's
sad. That mac and cheese. That's fantastic. That's
great.
Really,
cheese.
Really good.
It's just,
that's the
like
best thing I have tasted on this table so far.
If you eat like 5 pieces of it, you're just like, oh. Like,
no, it's very heavy. I agree.
Yeah. It's heavy. It's good, but it's heavy.
So I had the chicken parm. It was good. It was good. I was surprised how good it was. Chicken parm is easy to screw up, even though it's commonly done. It did need more sauce. You know, I'm a fan of kind of, you know, when I'm getting ready, you know, once I cook up chicken parm, you know, it's breaded, it's fried, you got the cheese on it. Layer of sauce goes over the top. that helps make sure that the dish isn't dry. They were not so good about that. Was on a bed of linguine with a red sauce. Red sauce, definitely not Tony's Town Square. Not the best I ever had, but it wasn't bad at all. I got to be honest, overall, I'm surprised this was better than I expected it to be.
How do y'all feel about this restaurant compared to like other Italian restaurants on property?
Look, for a theme park.
No, I'm just talking about just Disney Italian restaurants.
All right, no, this does not hold a candle to Il Molino.
Okay.
Il Molino is hands down the best Italian restaurant in
Swan and Dolphin.
Over the Swan and Dolphin, but it's the best Italian restaurant on Disney property, one of the best in Orlando, if not the best. But if you don't feel like going to the Swan and Dolphin for dinner,
right,
and you're in Hollywood Studios,
mm-hmm,
and you don't feel like spending the money on Brown Derby,
mm-hmm,
or dealing with the crowd and crazy of 50s primetime, you know, I tend to forget this place is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is why I thought, oh, this would be kind of a cool place to do a review, because I keep forgetting about that it exists. And I saw on, you know, a friend of mine on Twitter posted some pictures from here and just like how great the meal was. I'm like, you know what? Look, we should really try that. And I'm glad we did. So we'll save the full wrap up for when we're in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's something we don't really do that much or talk about, but, like, I know whenever my family was always planning trips here, we would do something like, oh, you know, I want to eat in an Italian restaurant at some point while I'm there. Should we do it on our Epcot day? Should we do it? So not even so much of, like, if you're in Hollywood Studios, but, like, more so how does it compare, like, if you're going to get an Italian meal, do you want to wait until you get to Tutto Italia or the Napoli restaurant, or do you want to wait for Tony's? Or,
you
maybe
have,
not
you
Tony's
don't like Tutto Italia.
No, I don't like Tutto Italia.
I do.
Right. Because it's more like authentic-ish, right?
I think they do a great job.
Right.
But, yeah, it's... I wouldn't... I don't know. You know, I'd have to do this, you know, doing this place, I'd have to do Tutto Italia soon and really do a comparison.
Yeah.
I think Tutto Italia, based on my memory, it's been a little while since I've eaten there. I would give the nod to Tutto Italia. But, yeah. But this, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked how good this was.
Yeah.
I want to see what the check is when it comes, but we should also get some desserts and see what this is.
Well, I'm sure we'll go over this a little bit more later, but one thing that I always like to reference in, like, in-park restaurants is that if you want a break and, like, you know, from the park thing, you kind of forget where you are here. The decor is really cool.
Yeah, no, it is.
And, like, I kind of have just, like, settled into the, like, okay, we're trying out this Italian place.
It really is. You're right.
Yeah. You forget that you're in Hollywood Studios, and the thing is... walking around, it's hot. What you're looking for, or what a lot of people are looking for, I think, when they take one of these, you know, table service things, is a break from what they're doing. And this just, the vibe, you just, okay, I do not feel like I'm in the middle of a theme park right now. You know, like the lighting and everything around it, just so, I like that about it. Like, I'm kind of relaxing, kind of calming.
So, dessert, tiramisu, traditional cannoli, gelato, cheesecake, a dessert sampler, chocolate and cherry tort, and a lemon sorbet. So it's a, you know, pretty basic dessert menu.
Lemon cheesecake. So, on the dessert sampler, it says lemon cheesecake topped with passion fruit pearls. And then on cheesecake, it says ain't no sugar added cheesecake with strawberry sauce. That not the same...
No.
Wait, what are you looking at?
None of the stuff in the sampler.
The dessert sampler does. It's like it's not the same stuff that you can get individually. Like the blood orange, Valencia blood orange cake.
Isn't on the menu at all.
Yeah, miniature versions of Mama's favorite desserts. So can I get like a adult sized Valencia blood orange cake?
I doubt it. I don't know. I think I'm just going to do like a lemon sorbet. I was trying to keep it light. See what a $6 sorbet tastes like. There's also no sugar added, so that's good for me, but...
Can we get the chocolate and cherry tort? maybe. Chocolate cherry, that sounds pretty good. It's made with Ghirardelli, so. The dessert sampler sounds good. It just sounds, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but it also sounds like a lot of
but it's only
stuff I don't
so.
Want. Yeah. It must be so small.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
I think actually, you know
it.
What? I saw somebody around here that had it a few minutes ago and I couldn't figure out what it was. It's like, it's really small.
Yeah, I think I might give that a shot then.
Hey, take that from Charles and kill him.
I don't know why I'm giving you that.
So I think I'm going to go with the chocolate gelato. I feel like that's probably gelato's Italian, so I don't know. That sounds good to me.
I could have guessed.
You could have?
It's ice cream, Steve.
Yeah, but Italian ice cream. Mamma mia.
No,
that's
no.
Perfect.
That was more.
Absolutely.
No, that was more Borat than Italian.
I felt like I was in Italy the second you spoke.
Well, thank you. I'm known for my impressions.
Yeah. Okay.
I got the chocolate cherry torte. It's good. I don't know. I don't think I would get it again. It's very cherry and chocolate, which makes sense because that's exactly what it is. But it just, I don't know. It's kind of heavy. And again, I mean, that now I have to have dessert on top of the meal. But even if I was just getting this as a standalone thing in the park, it would be too heavy to eat and then go around the park. So, I mean, it probably would be better if, like, you shared it with the group and everybody had a bite, but it's really rich and, but not like dense cake. Like, it's really light, but also very heavy somehow. Like, the consistency's light, but it's like a mousse, but heavy, heavy, heavy mousse. So.
All right. I got the lemon sorbet. It's very, very good. Sweet, and it's tart. And which it should be, but it could, you know, eating the whole thing could be too much. But no, it's very, very good, honestly. How about you, Charles?
Okay, so I got the dessert sampler, which is it's like miniature versions of other desserts, two of which are only offered on the sampler. They're not offered like standalone to buy them. So there's Valencia Blood Orange Cake, lemon cheesecake topped with passion fruit pearls, which kind of look like lemon caviar, and the tiramisu. And I'm not sure if it's the same tiramisu that you would get if you order the standalone tiramisu, but it at least gives me a good idea, because honestly, if you're at a Italian place and you're getting desserts, there should be some version of tiramisu there. All in all, most of it's very good. The only thing is that I think this is the first time that I've ever had dessert at any place where there's a cake offering that is pretty much just cake. The Valencia Blood Orange Cake is like no frills. It's a orange cake. But everything's bite-sized. If you don't like one, then you're probably going to like the other two. They're all great. They're not like out of this world awesome. But it's kind of... And they're smaller. After my meal, I don't think I would want a big dessert. Like, it gives you a taste in different flavors and stuff, but not like weighing yourself down before you go back into the park.
Your balls
like
are delicious, Charles.
Yeah, you know what? It's like, all I order is balls anymore. Everything's gotta have something. They're all kind of cool. And it's like, because I got espresso earlier and I'm ordering really bite-sized foods, I just feel like a giant this entire meal. It's awesome. Actually, those are really good if anybody wants to try one.
Yeah. Fish's balls are delicious.
Yeah.
I got the chocolate gelato, like I said before. It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's good. Looking back, though, I wish they had maybe like a third or fourth flavor that wasn't just chocolate or vanilla. Maybe some unique thing or like maybe a seasonal flavor that they rotate in for gelato. But it's good. I mean, I liked it a lot. I would get it again. No complaints. But it's just chocolate gelato. Nothing else really more to say about it, but it's good.
All right, so we just finished our lunch at Mama Melrose's, and I got to tell you, it was better than I expected it to be.
Yeah, pretty good.
We'll discuss the cost and everything in the studio, but overall, it wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad, so hope you enjoyed it.